Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to everybody. Good to be with you and pray with you this morning. Today, Jesus warns us very clearly against greed, one of the seven deadly sins. We also call them the capital sins. He warns us against this kind of attachment to the things of this world. So does our first reading, Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Qoholeth. All is vanity. All of the things of this world, in other words, pass. They fade. The second reading, St. Paul says, look at the things that are above, not the things that are of this earth. Not to mitigate the beauty of what we have here, but it is to say, and St. Paul is saying, look, there's something so much better out there. The monks used to always eat their meals with a skull in front of them on the table. Why? Because a reminder to them that one day they will die and they had better be ready for it. But that none of this stuff on earth ultimately matters. What matters is love. And in other words, Jesus is telling us in this, he's admonishing us, he's saying, look, don't be too attached to the stuff of this life, because you don't get to take a U-Haul to heaven. You know, you can't. All we can do is to take ourselves, to take our souls, hopefully the souls and the children of our children, grandchildren, godchildren, all of that. But none of this stuff. And it's a Christian principle called detachment that we should all work towards. Being detached from any place, thing, person on this earth. We should love everybody, right? But like, we should be detached from things especially, because it has a way of blinding us to what is of ultimate import. And you know, I always think about this at weddings, because usually, well, a lot of times the reading that the couple chooses is the thing about love is patient, love is kind, and so on. And here's the thing that reading professes, is that if we have everything on earth, even faith that could move mountains, but we don't have love, we have nothing. But the corollary is that if we have love, we have everything. And that's what Jesus is saying in our gospel today. He's saying, look, folks, you got to be rich in what matters to God. Not rich in what matters to this world. Rich in what matters to God. And that's love. And it doesn't matter how much money you have or any of those things. What titles you have. What letters you got after your name. All those things. The number of likes on Instagram and Snapchat and all that. It's like that stuff doesn't count. What counts is love. And folks, that's the beauty of what we have, is that we can give love. Everybody can give love. You don't have to have a huge IQ to give love. You don't have to be popular to give love. You don't have to live in a mansion to give love. Everybody can do it. And that's the cool thing. That's being rich in what matters to God, is love. And that is the only thing that lasts. Everything else doesn't. But get the thing. Love, God is love. And that's, God is eternal. Love is eternal. And how cool that we have a share in that. I wanted to share with you a little bit about this green thing that's in your pew. Feel free to take one with you. We put about, Jose put about 600 or 700 of them out, so I don't know how many the people last night took. But feel free to steal one from another bench if you need to. But these are prayers for you to take home and maybe put on your fridge or put them in your Bible. Here's the first one is, I wanted to just kind of go over them very quickly. They're kind of timely. So the first one is this morning offering. What we offer to God matters. At every Mass we have the offertory, you know, the bread and the wine that come forward. The basket is passed around. We all put our stuff in there and we offer it all to the Lord, right? And we offer God the best. You never would offer I told the kids on Friday, you would never offer your mother for her big birthday, you would never want to give her like a piece of junk painting. You'd want to work on it. You'd want to offer her the best. This church, look at it. You know that it's 111 years old 2 days ago. On Friday, it was the anniversary of the dedication of this church. And our ancestors built it this way so that they could offer God the best. They didn't want to offer him something junky. They wanted to offer him the best. And we try to do the same thing, don't we? It's just kind of hard to imagine, isn't it? What that must have been like to build this thing. But man, they actually built it themselves. And they gave God the best. You know, I came across a little news blurb from over 100 years ago. And it was right as they were raising the money for this church building. Do you know what they used to do? They used to put the names of every parishioner and how much they gave. I thought, wow, maybe we should do that again. No, I didn't think. But like, that would never fly these days, would it? But it was like, and Pauline Lancaster, she goes, you know, look at this. She knew the name. That was, she said, that was my grandfather, my great-grandfather, whatever. And she goes, he was a janitor. He didn't have that $25 to give. But he gave it. You know, and people took out second jobs to pay for this church. It's quite something. But they offered God the best. I told the kids on Friday, we got to offer God. We can either offer God a good school year or a junky school year. What's it going to be? It's going to be a good one. And we offer God our days. There's a tradition in the Catholic world. We always offer, we do it a morning offering. We offer our day to Jesus. And in other words, we say, Jesus, I'm going to give you a good day of service, a good day of love, a good day of prayer. I'm not going to give you something junky. I'm going to give you a good one. And this is the most traditional way in which we offer our day to Jesus. I give this to you as a way of suggesting that perhaps you might incorporate this into your daily prayer life. Because it matters. We look at this. It says, I offer you my prayers, my works, joys, sufferings, everything today. I give it to you, Jesus. And do with it what you will. The second prayer helps, is a great prayer. We just had the feast day of St. Ignatius of Loyola on Wednesday. He's the founder of the Jesuits, you know. And our Pope is a Jesuit. But this is a prayer that he wanted all of his Jesuits to pray. And it's a way of saying, Jesus, I don't just give you a little piece of me. I give you all of me. And I offer you my life. My whole, not just like something outside of me. I offer you myself. My blood, my soul, my heart, my muscles, my mind. I give everything to you and I don't hold back. Because God can accomplish anything if we deny him nothing. And so many of us deny. And I do too. We all do. We shouldn't. And so this prayer is a way of helping us. I pray it every time I leave the Blessed Sacrament. And I have it, so I have it memorized. The next one is a way of, this is a good one. It helps us with what Jesus is encouraging us to do in our gospel today, which is not to be attached to stuff. We give it away. Because if we're too attached to our stuff, how could we, if we don't even give Jesus our stuff, how could we ever give him our life, our heart, our soul, our everything? And this is my favorite ditty. What's giving again? I said in dismay. It seems I just keep giving and giving and giving away. Oh no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just give until God stops giving to you, which is never. And we pray that prayer every day, then we will remember to be very generous with Jesus. He gives us his body, blood, soul, divinity at every Holy Mass. We ought to give him all that we have as well. And this is a way of reminding us to be generous. I'm not just talking money, of course. I'm talking about being generous with our time, generous with our minds, our hearts, especially our hearts, to give love, to fill the world with love our whole life through. That's the job of a Christian. The last piece here is a prayer for priests. Today is the feast day of St. Jean Vianney. And we pray for it. I wrote my column about him today in the bulletin. And priests are important because without them we don't have the sacraments, you know. We don't have the Mass. We certainly need more good priests. And so we... This is a wonderful prayer of praying for all of the priests, but especially those that have touched our lives, maybe through baptism and maybe through marriage, whatever it is. And also the priests that have meant a lot to us. And so we lift them up in prayer every day. And this prayer also prays Blessed Mother, prays St. Jean Vianney for more good and holy priests. And we certainly need those. Today we bid farewell to Jose, who has been with us this summer. I hate to see him go. He's gone above and beyond in his parish assignment with us this summer. And so we pray for him. Jose, we thank you for your time with us this summer. And we pray for you very much. And you know that this is your home. Come back anytime. Let's give Jose a sign of our support.